apparently there's some new video available now showing the gorilla in the zoo in Cincinnati, I believe, was trying to protect the little boy, not harm the little boy. I'm not sure how they can determine that from a clip of video. This was an emergent situation. The four-year-old boy falls into a gorilla enclosure. I think that's going to be the big part of the investigation. Now, how the heck did that happen? Nevertheless, there's a bunch of outrage out there that the gorilla was destroyed rather than tranquilized. The zoo officials are saying that the tranquilization of the gorilla would not have worked, or it would have taken too long, and it was just too unpredictable. I've seen some of the video. I haven't seen the most recent video, but nevertheless, zoo safety and parent responsibility, I could repeat that if I wanted to, I think is most important in a situation like this. Nevertheless, how many times can I say nevertheless in a in a commentary? The whole situation is upsetting. The gorilla was disposed of. The little boy fell into the enclosure, and I'm sure he is going to be traumatized for a while. But the safety of the whole situation is what needs to be looked at now. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.